Been looking forward to this all week long. The band's name is Moral Decay. We've got Rob, Rick, Gary, Jeff, and Jim. Brand new album is called Cold in August. We're going to hear a couple of songs off of that album and then have a cool little conversation with them in here. First off the bat, though, let's hear the song Crazy. Laguna Beach from our Julie Lawton studios in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach. Please welcome Moral Decay.
Drives me crazy. There's so much I need to say, and though yes, I'm afraid that it drives me crazy. When there are those special times that I have locked up in my mind, that it drives me crazy. And when there is no us, I realize I need your touch, and it drives me crazy. It makes me crazy. And you drive me, and you drive me, and you drive me, and you drive me, you drive me crazy. You drive me crazy. Drive me crazy. It makes me crazy. Sometimes in my loneliness, I miss your gentle kiss, and it drives me crazy. And when my feelings grow, I just can't let them show in it. It drives me crazy. And you drive me. And you drive me. And you drive me. And you drive me. You drive me crazy. You drive me crazy. You drive me crazy. It makes me crazy. And when I'm sitting home alone tonight, you remember that I'm alone tonight. Alone tonight. Yeah, I'm all
was that, man. They walk in here, they set up in no time at all, and they just kick our butts, man. That's Moral Decay off of their latest album called Cold in August. That song was called Crazy. Let's not waste any more time, man. Let's get these guys back up and do another live song. This one is called One Split Second. Continue kicking butt, please. Continue kicking plenty of ass, guys. There we go.
We'll do that.
All right.
Hung. There were two and now there's none. Reflections always true. Now they're gone along with you. to the edge of me. One step home, I don't wanna be. Bring him down, she told herself. I turned to embrace myself. One split second on each side of me. One split second to decide on who I'll be. One split second on each side of me to decide who I'll be, who I'll be. Paint spread over the stain is gone, ready to hang a new icon. Reflections always true, memory fades along with you. She brought me to the edge of me. One step home, I don't wanna be. Bring him down, she told herself. I turned to embrace myself. One split second on each side of me. One split second to decide on who I'll be. One split second on each side of me to decide who I'll be, who I'll be. Seconds roll over into years, opening a new frontier. Reflections always true, let's you see you. One split second on each side of me. One split second to decide on who I'll be. One split second on each side of me to decide who I'll be. Who you gonna be? She brought me to the edge of me. One step home, I don't wanna be. Bring him down, she told herself. I turned to embrace myself. One split second on each side of me. One split second to decide on who I'll be. One split second on each side of me to decide who I'll be. I'll be.
Oh, man, that is tight and tasty and exactly the way I like my rock and roll, man. I'm not even kidding. The band is Moral Decay. The album is called Cold in August. That song was called One Split Second. Man, this is 9 o'clock in the morning in a radio station, man. I can imagine what these guys do live on stage. Let's get them in here and have a chat with them, find out where we can find their music, where we can find them performing live. And in the meantime, here, take Lonely from Moral Decay.
Relax and tell you
close my eyes to see her. Been watching her watch me. Open your eyes. Take your time, don't blink and tell her.
That's the way your rock should sound. Moral Decay off of the album Cold in August. It's the Mornings with Ed show. We've got Rob, Rick, Gary, Jeff, and Jim in studio with us. And man, what a great performance. Thanks for being here this morning, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, it was just an amazing set, first of all. A great live set. And the album in its entirety, man, Cold in August, just great music on that album. Tell me about Lonely. Tell me about the song we just heard.
Well, going, you know, relationships end.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone has gone through that. And a lot of times it ends when you don't really want it to end.
Right.
And I went through a breakup over a long-term relationship, and it just hit. It was completely out of the blue. So Cold in August basically is just a collection of my thoughts and feelings over a 3 or 4 year period. And I wanted to put it down in music, because I know there's a lot of people that go through heartbreak and sorrow. Right. And I just, you know, other bands have helped me in the past going through stuff, and I just figured I'd go do this. So I call up all my buddies and I said, let's just do this. And, you know, Lonely was one of the songs that came out of all of that.
Is it easier to write when you're hurting and angry, or do you find joyful a good time?
No, for me it's that way, because I have buddies that were like, when they heard, you know, a lot of people didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And so, but when they saw the lyrics and they heard some of the music, they're like, what's going on with you? You know, like, the last time you wrote stuff like this was when this happened to you, you know? I'm like, yeah, well.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, whatever the hurt was, fortunately for the rest of us, that was a good thing. It turned out to be a good thing for us, man. Are you over it emotionally? Are we stable again?
Yeah. I mean, there's some things, you know, the pain on some things,
right.
You know, I mean, it never goes away, but you move on.
Right.
And, you just, you know, time heals things. It doesn't erase things.
Right.
And then that's where you're at. And you move on, and then you find something. You end up being in a better off for it. And a lot of the music, you know, and One Split Second is dealing with you come to a crossroads where you can go a negative way
right.
and just blame everybody else and this and that, or you can go a positive route and just say, I'm going to get stronger and I'm going to move on.
Right.
And so that's kind of the road I took.
And first of all, congratulations on the moving on, and congratulations on the amazing music that came out of this emotional distress. How'd you guys find each other?
We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, just long-time friends.
Yeah, we've been mixing, matching bands. You know, we play with each other over the years
right.
and everything like that. And up until Cole in August, really hadn't done much musically.
Right.
But these are the guys in the back of my mind, you know, whenever you think, yeah, if I want to put, the, you know,
something together.
The Blues Brothers right. thing going again. You
know, hey, man, we're putting the band back together. Yeah. Right on, man. So we have a show coming up September 21st at Bobby V's in Anaheim. And a live audience. Now, I just now witnessed what you guys do in a tiny room. And by the way, that room was tiny for all of you guys. That was good. But I witnessed what you do in a tiny room in a studio. I can only imagine what the stage show is like. Yeah, how do you prepare for something like that, man?
I think you just go with your gut. And I personally, I'm pretty physical on stage and
right.
jumping around, and I like to move. That's just the way I am. So I'm working up a pretty good saucy sweat.
Rob, when did you become comfortable with knowing that instrument, that voice of yours, was just ready to go? What point in your life? Because I know that's got to be an insecurity as a kid. You go, I can't sing.
I think it was when I was coming out of the womb.
I think so, too. No, I believe that.
you just know.
Right.
For him, and he's such a natural showman.
Right.
And, you know, and carefree, and you get up there and you just let it loose and you don't worry about it. You know, you go up there and have fun.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what we do. I mean, all of us have our own little thing that we do up on stage, but the bottom line is we're all having a great time and
trying not to bang into each other.
We're trying not to hurt anybody. And yeah. not
Stages
break.
Are small at this point.
We're doing too many things. We can't afford to buy new stuff. So. Yeah.
Right on. Well, we're excited that you guys came. If you missed any portion of this, you need to check it out on the podcast. Go to the KX93.5 website. It'll be up later this afternoon. Moral Decay. You just pop down the Mornings with Ed podcast. And there it will be, Moral Decay. The new album is Cold in August. I could not be happier that you guys came in this morning. How do we find you on social media? Where does our audience find your music?
We're on Instagram and Facebook. So if you're looking to book a show, where you can just hit us on Facebook or Instagram, either one. And that's probably the best way of getting a hold of us.
All right. And it's Moral DK, capital DK, not yeah, D-E-C-A-Y. Right. So Moral DK. Look them up on Instagram. Guys, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Also, yeah, just a real quick plug. The album is on Spotify and iTunes as well.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Amazon.
And so here's the deal with me. As soon as we close up, we take a couple of pictures, whatever, in the car on the way home, I'm listening to the Cold in August album, man. I swear. That's thanks, you guys, for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. KX93.5.